given how badly the U.S. economy performed during the first 3 months of the year, few economists still believe that American output will climb by more than 3% this year. Many forecasters are maintaining a forecast between 2 and 3% for 2015, which is essentially the pace of expansion that the U.S. economy has registered since the recession ended in mid-2009. As pointed out by writer Teresa Trich, this pace of growth is enough to raise the incomes and wealth of those at the top of the economic ladder, but not enough to pull up wages and salaries for everybody else. People are right to be frustrated with the pace of expansion in recent years. Unemployment is still above pre-recession levels in Washington, D.C., and in 36 states, including California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Maryland. Recent college graduates continue to face resistance. The average unemployment rate for college graduates ages 21 to 24 was 7.2% over the past year, compared with 5.5% during the pre-recession year of 2007. The situation is even worse for recent high school graduates who still suffer an unemployment rate near 20%. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.